Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Today, I have a fitness expert, personal trainer. His name is Wesley, and I'm going to have Wesley to talk about his fantastic seven-day system. And to begin with, I was going to ask you if you have any questions. You can call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room and I'll read on the air to Wesley. I guess to begin with, we just go ahead and Wesley dive right in. Tell us about yourself. How did you get into personal fitness? And tell us about this seven-day program.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to thank you, Tim, for allowing me. Just having a pleasure just being on your wonderful show here. Just a little bit about myself. I kind of started as that skinny guy. Years ago, the guy with no confidence, trying to get some size on myself and, you know, wasn't able to do that. I went to the military. Military can do it for me. And what I did, you know, kind of through that process, I've developed certain habits that I started to, the compound effect started to occur. And I started gaining some muscle. I started being more repetitive and not so focusing on those quick results or those quick band-aids and those, you know, those microwave moments. And I started to gain the size and I started to create the body of my dreams. And I started personal training. You know, started having folks out. They want to know exactly how do I do it? How do I do it so quickly? A lot of high school. I went to law enforcement high school. A lot of my classmates today, they look at me now and they say, "Why? How did you do it? You were this skinny, 125-pound individual, you know, kid back in high school. You know, what did you do?" And I was personally training too. But the thing is, folks wouldn't get long-term results. You know, they're doing, you know, maybe for the summertime, maybe. You know, they're doing it maybe because they're getting married or, you know, we need to go to the beach or summertime. But the thing is, what my program does, it instills and it replaces habits. You know, it kind of replaces habits. So that's why I call it the repetitive seven-day program, because it's small things that I create on a daily basis. Right now I create a workout, a home workout every single day. And basically what that does is it helps condition not just your body, but conditions your mind of, wow, now you need this instead of, like, I want to do this, or, you know, I need to get in the gym, or I need to work out. I give you something small, I give you something quick, and the compounded effect happens to the point you have some mental conditioning to the point now it's a part of your lifestyle now. You know, it just happens every day. That's why I call it the repetitive seven-day program, because it's a seven-day process, with my program here.
Wow. So you were the little skinny kid. It's kind of hard to believe. So the skinny kid, now you were in the military as well?
I was.
What branch?
Army Reserves.
Oh, okay, Army Reserves. Wow. So I know the Army has this great plan to try to get people in fitness. Do they, not taking away from the Army, but is their fitness program is geared to make you fit enough in order to hold a weapon, or they make you fit enough to be able to handle certain things, or mentally, is it mental and physical, or is that?
I definitely can't discredit the Army. It definitely sets a foundation in the core structure of, you know, my physical fitness today. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's more of a self-discipline. It is a mental program, and it's something that you have to do. You don't have, you know, an option to do unless you want to quit and go back to the house. But it definitely gave me the foundation, to start to create what I did. Even though I didn't get the size, when I went to the military, I got ripped, right? You know, I was able to do 100 push-ups. I was able to do 100 sit-ups. I could do the pull-ups. But the thing is, I didn't have the size that was comfortable for me, you know, in clothes. You know, no one can see. No one can see the ripped abs or, you know, see the chest through my clothes. So, but the military definitely was the catalyst that pushed me to the next level. So, absolutely, you know, they did a great job. And you know, definitely someone that's trying to lose weight or things like that. Going to military, going to boot camp. Boot camp was some of the best days of my life, you know. And I kind of thank the military for that because, like I said before, it was a catalyst that kind of supercharged me into what I'm doing today.
Wow. So part of that conditioning is, you know, a lot of people is challenged to, you know, it's a good idea to go ahead and do the exercise. My gosh, but you got to get so mentally ready for something like that. And you might get the first thing done, you're out of breath, but how do you motivate to push yourself beyond that point, or once you get into it, is easier? But on the mental end of that, how can a person push themselves for the to continue the process and to grow their body into the way they want it to be?
Exactly. That's a good question, Tim. And see, the thing is, you're right. And in my opinion, it all starts with a why. You know, why is real important. That's why my program today focuses on is 80% mental and 20% physical.
Wow.
So the thing is, if you don't have reasons why you want to get something done, you're just not going to do it. You're going to procrastinate. You're going to put it on the back end. And see, just to tell you a story, you have a gentleman or even a young lady, 300 pounds, right? 300 pounds, you know, living an unhealthy lifestyle, you know, not going to the gym, not working out, not being conscious or aware of what's going on with his or her body. But yet, 2 years down the line, they have a heart attack. Now, what happens with the heart attack? The heart attack is the why now, because guess what? The doctor tells him or her, hey, you know what? You get another one of these, you might be gone. And what does that person do? Wow, he hits the health food store. He goes to the gym. He gets every book, every pill, lotion, and potion, you know, to ensure that he is now taking care of his body because of the heart attack. And that is the driving force. That's the why. But when I tell my clients now, you can purposely give yourself reasons of why if you don't be conscious of your health. Now, if you're not conscious of the way you're going to get in shape, if you think about that now, give your reasons why, that's going to be that motivating factor to keep you motivated in the gym. You know, some people are motivated because they want to get a significant other. They want to be attracted to the, you know, to the other gender. Maybe they want to go, you know, on vacation. But see, that's not enough. That's not enough because the thing is, if that was enough, you know, right now in America, women have 85% obesity going on right now. So the thing is, my program, what it does, the first thing I do is you have to establish a why with me. You have to tell me why are you doing this, why you are not quick. And I don't want, you know, I don't want to reason because, hey, I'm getting married in 2 months or I'm going on vacation. That's not going to last. We're not looking at quick band-aids here. We're looking for long-lasting results.
Wow. So with those, the mental part of it, you're really going to have a very good purpose of doing it and be able to be committed into doing it. Do you think it's part of that mental, like you have a want, but you have the need, but you can't really discern the want, and you start your process, and a lot of people just give up. I mean, just overwhelmed with that.
Exactly, you're right.
So you really just need to carve out, say, hey, regardless, high or Hades, I'm just going to do this for 30 minutes every single day and to get it done.
Exactly. Now, everybody, you know, a lot of my program is under 7 minutes. Who can't do 2 minutes a day? Who can't jump out of bed and do 10 push-ups? Who can't jump out of bed and do 10, you know, sit-ups? A lot of people have been convinced and cajoled and believe that you have to work out for hours and hours and kill your body in the gym. Absolutely not. That is not true, in my opinion. You don't have to wear your body down when you're trying to, you know, trying to accomplish or trying to achieve some goal. It's small disciplines. Small daily disciplines every single day. And what happens is the compounded effect will occur. And before you know it, you're going to have that flat tummy. You're going to have that nice body, those legs, that buttocks, or whatever that you're looking for through small daily disciplines.
So on the average, I mean, you were the skinny kid. How long does this process take for you? And what did you do to move yourself into that process?
Well, see, the thing is, my motivation, see, this was my why. My why was this, guess what? I couldn't get any girlfriends, right? No one liked the skinny kid. No one liked the skinny kid, right? So that was immediate pain for me. Another thing is my self-confidence. You know, I didn't feel that I looked you know, attractive in clothes or, you know, basically I just wasn't happy with that. And I think that's where a lot of people start, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, whether you're 20, 30, or 40 years old, but if you're not able to smile, if your eyes start looking away, you start looking left and right, you want to cut the light off, then that's a problem. Years ago, that was my issue. That was my issue. I didn't like what I seen. You know, the thing is, I wanted to be fit. I wanted some muscle. I wanted to be fit. It was just, you know, physical appearance, in my opinion, is real important because it kind of drives your confidence, you know? If you have someone that's a bit overweight, you know, the same confidence is not going to be exuded of the guy that's, you know, more physically fit because he has something to think about. You know, I look nice, or I'm look fit, I'm healthy. So now this is going to help me not just in fitness, but in life, in finances, dealing with other people, then having the confidence to, you know, speak or, you know, be able to, you know, kind of talk and deal with, you know, other aspects of life.
So in your 7-day program itself, I mean, if I take a person who is, you know, you're morbidly obese, you're 300 and something, you know, if you're 5'2", that's still huge. How can a person from that size, what can you say to a person who is 300 something pounds? I mean, 350 is a huge difference than someone 300 or 275. At least
right. You're
closer in and you're not as big. But when you're at, you're 6 feet tall or 6'1", you're at 350, you have to go a long distance in order to see some significant difference. What do you tell a person to motivate them to get to that point? Say, hey, I'm 350, because it's just, you just can't see if you lose 20 pounds, you just can't see it. So what can you tell a person who at 350 what they need to do in order to start getting fit?
Well, I mean, what I do today, I have many clients that are definitely in the essence of 300 pounds. And what I do is, you know, first thing, I need to know your why. And the thing is, I need them to understand that, guess what, this process didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't wake up in the morning 30 days later and they were 300 pounds. This was an insidious process that happened over years. So the thing is, I have to explain it so they understand that, guess what, the process is going to, I'm not going to say it's going to take 10 years or 5 years, but, hey, it might take 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have to understand their habits and the things that they have been doing the last 5 years have created the result or have created the outcome you see today. So my clients, they start to realize, so guess what? Now it's no more microwave type of results. Now this is not a Pop-Tart type of deal. This is not a quick fix or quick band-aid. So the thing is, what I do is that I motivate them, I encourage them. I want to know the why first. And we make... I got this one young lady right now, you know, every once in a while she say, Wes, I can't see the weight loss, and, you know, Wes, I don't know what's going on, and I say, hey, you know what, you got to keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Keep faith. You have to believe, just as the weight came on, it can be shedded. And the thing is, so that's what my trainers do today on the website. They keep the clients motivated, encouraged. It's more than a training aspect. It's a mind, it's a mental condition. Because all the mind plays the game. The physical body, whatever the mind tells the physical body to do, it's going to do 100%. It's going to do all day. But the thing that I constantly remind those type of clients, that guess what, you can do it. Don't worry, just keep going. I understand, you know, right now you don't see the weight loss. It's coming. You have to believe. You have to have faith. You have to keep doing what you're doing every single day, because you don't want to go back to a life of destruction. You don't want to go back to a life of, you know, heart disease or diabetes or high blood pressure. You don't want to go into that life. You don't even want to go there anymore. Right now, we're creating a new blueprint. We're building a new home. We're building something that is new. And guess what? We got to lay one brick at a time. So once I do, you know, once I share it with those folks, and, you know, they're successful. And they keep rocking.
So how when it comes to diet, how does that play in this whole plan? Not only you exercise, can you still eat what you want to eat, or you're going to have to slim your diet habits, maybe the carbs in the middle of the day or something, or first thing in the morning, or in this whole scenario of dieting, what they really need to do in diet as they start this program?
Well, you know, this is what I tell folks. Cause, you know, usually when you talk to a person is, okay, I want to work out, but I don't want to change what I eat. And I say, you know what? Fine. No problem. Absolutely no problem. But, you know, for the first 30 days, I need you to do this. And I need you to eat this for the first 30 days. Because, you know, initially, a person said, well, I just love this. And I need my, you know, I need my bun buns. Or I need my steak. Or I need my french fries. I need this. You know, that's great. But for the first 30 days, I need you to do this. If your wife's strong, you'll do this for me. I want you to commit to me for 30 days. And after that, you can do exactly what you want. You can eat whatever. And let me tell you what's been happening. And I just did this with a client a couple of months ago. You know, I told her exactly what she was eating, fruit, she was eating salad, she was eating all the, you know, the right things. But let me tell you what happened after those 30 days. When she tried to go eat that pizza, or when she tried to go eat that fried chicken, she felt bad. Because see, what's happening is now you're shocking the body. Because the thing is, once you feed the body so much healthy food, you know, you start conditioning your body, you start feeling better, you put all this veggies, all this green in your body, then you go back to that grease, and you go back to that fried food, you go back to all those different you know, type of foods that are not beneficial to the body, then your body is not, your body is not accepting it. You're going to feel, she started to feel sick. She just started to feel immediately flooded. She started getting flooded. She said, what's going on? I said, look, what you have done, you have programmed your body. You have programmed your body differently from what it used to do. So it's so difficult. It's very difficult to go back to that old lifestyle. And it happens next because, in my opinion, Tim, everybody knows what to eat. I don't need to tell you what to eat. You know what's good. You know what's bad. You know, to make it easy. The good stuff tastes nasty. The bad stuff tastes good. That's how easy this thing is. So the thing is, I don't struggle so much on telling folks what to eat and what not. They already know, man. Telling individuals, trust me, and telling individuals. So they know what to eat. So, but what I was a 30-day commitment, because within 30 days, so it's going to be very difficult to go back to that unhealthy the lifestyle. And am I saying that you're never going to eat another piece of chicken again? No. Am I saying that you're never going to pick up another burger again? No. But the thing is, your habits are going to be switched. Now you're going to eat more healthy than unhealthy. See, folks today, they eat unhealthy more. Then, you know, they just say, you know what, I'm going to have salad today. But for the other 6 days, we're going to go to Sonic, we're going to McDonald's, we're going to go to Jack in the Box, we're going to go out to eat, we're going to do whatever. But today, you know how they put that one day? You see, what my program does, it switches that. It moves that one day into 6 days. So guess what? Maybe I have that one cheat day. For the rest of 6 days, guess what? I am implementing a healthy lifestyle. I'm implementing a diet plan. Or not even diet plan, because I don't believe in diets. A lifestyle plan that's going to benefit me for the rest 30, 40, 50 years for my family.
Wow. So you're saying that you can have a cheat day and you can exercise for 5, maybe 6 days and do one cheat day, then catch up from that. Do you still exercise on day 7?
Say that again? Oh, day 7? Oh, I mean, the thing is, a cheat day can be on day 6, it can be on day 7. I don't get too hardcore into the whole eating, but the thing is, the first thing I do is I say, hey, I need to commit for the first 30 days. What you going to do? You're going to drink water. You're going to eat this, you're going to eat this, you're going to eat this, you're going to remove 5 food from your diet. You're not going to eat that at all. You're not going to touch. You're going to keep it grilled. You're going to keep it baked. You're going to keep everything that's going to be fresh. You're going to put fruits. You're going to put veggies. Just for the first 30 days. Anybody, in my opinion, can do that for the first 30 days. And after that, I tell them that you can go right back. And you know what? And I don't specifically say, well, this is your cheat day. No, I don't say that. I let people do what they want to do, because they're going to do what they want to do regardless. Because I can't see them every day, right? So I need them to make a decision for themselves. See, this is personal, Tim. This is personal, because the thing is, that's why I'm not, you know, I'm not God. I'm not a magician. I'm not able just to zap you and have you eating this way. It is up to you with your mind to make the decision for yourself. But guess what? It is a process. You like the process for us to be overweight, obese. It is a process for us to get fit. So I can expect you all of a sudden to start making major changes when the last 5, 10 years of your life, you've been in, you know, you've been in McDonald's eating those Big Macs and eating those fries and supersizing and all that jazz.
Oh, wow. So if you're in the, I mean, if you stick to your particular plan itself throughout the day, is it, you know, some, yeah, some people who works in offices and they sit down all day. Is it something they can do physically while they're sitting at their desk all day? Maybe they're customer service, maybe they're a manager. They can be real mobile and walk away if be near.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off. Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, on my YouTube channel, right now I get about 10,000 views per week. I have over 100+ under 7-minute workouts you can do from the home. I have some you can actually do from the office, from your chair to work your abs. I have couch fitness. I got bed fitness. I have kitchen fitness. Wherever you are located, I have a video, a short video that, guess what, you can work on whatever body part that you're working at. So if you're in the office, I have this awesome, if you go to YouTube and you search 7-Day Fitness, a Wesley version, you'll see this exercise called the ab chair. And basically, you're just sitting there in your chair. You can be in your office chair. You pull it back a little bit. You pick up those legs. And you get yourself about 7 reps, and you got it. You can do it, you know, every 15-minute break off. You know, when you get bored, when Facebook is not serving you well, and you know, email, you can go ahead and knock it out.
Wow. And what about, you know, Sean's been advertising this insanity workout plan, and it's not for everybody. Can you talk about that? You know, maybe for some people, but it is considered a really hard workout. A lot of mental motivation. Do you know much about that insanity program and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had the pleasure of actually using the Sanity program one day. And, you know, I'm proud of Sean T. I think their brother is definitely doing some great things in the field, health and fitness industry. And, you know, I'm behind it 100%. But in my opinion, some of those programs are definitely for people like myself that work out. You know, it's not for the 85% of folks out there that's going to attempt to look at this program and say, you know what, that's too difficult for me. You gotta understand, unfortunately, we live in a world that folks want things that are easy and convenient, that are simple. And the thing is, that program does not serve that percentage of folks that I am serving right now. You know, the program is awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, it works for the team if you do it. But the thing is, only 15 to 20% of folks are actually gonna go through that whole thing. It was even hard for me. Tim, that guy had me jumping around and going down to the ground, and it was crazy. It's a hardcore cardio workout. But the thing is, in my opinion, it's not serving the 80% of folks that are sitting on that couch just looking at it, looking at that DVD that they bought that they thought they can do. But you know what? I can't do this. And that DVD ends up in the trash can or ends up on the dresser or ends up under the bed. You don't see it anymore.
So I guess the eyes gonna work out, but it's just the physical body is just too much.
Right, exactly.
So let's talk about your process of yourself, I guess, from day one to day seven, and then we'll wrap up and say, you know, how they can contact you and what they need to do and then talk about your programs. I think you mentioned a boot camp you have in Memorial Park, Houston. You have some things that goes on. So let's talk about your 7 days, each one.
So basically, you know, once I actually, right now says the website is open for business, 7dayfitness.com. You can go ahead and join in with the Beginners Club program, the Advanced Club program, which is going to be an actual repetitive 7-day program that has not been released. That's going to be released in about 2 weeks. And with that, you're going to get, we're just teamed up with Buff the Body. She's a real, I don't know if anyone knows, but she came out with this package called the Bootynomics, and we're going to offer that for free for our users. She is the booty and diet expert for the site. We're going to have a yoga expert. We're going to have a dietitian. We're going to have a trainer. It's going to be assigned to you. And we have an online 30-day intense boot camp that you're going to go through every single day. I have day one to all the way to day 30. And with my program, I guarantee that you're going to be waiting within two digits at the house. You know, many people up there have many testimonies out there that folks have did it. But basically, the first day, I need to know your why. I need to know your fitness story. You know, what is your fitness story? I believe everybody has a fitness story. It's when they started and when they quit. You know, when they got started, they quit again. When they started on New Year's Eve and, you know, New Year's came, they said, you know what? I mean, get it done. You know, weekend, they sign up for that $30 a month package, and they purchase that $500 personal trainer, and they motivated. They go buy their sneakers, and they go buy their muscle shirts, and, you know, they get the laces to match. You know, they get the whole jazz, and they get there, and they do day one and day two, and, you know, you don't see them on day three. And say, well, something came up. You know, I can't make it. The kids and the dog and, you know, I got to fix the garage door today. You know, I can't make it to the gym. You know, that's what happens with that. But so I need to know your fitness story. I need to know your why. And what I do is I do assessments because everybody's different, in my opinion. Everybody has different goals, and they expect different results. So you're going to fill that out. And when I'm going to do it, we're going to give you access to this awesome program, the repetitive 7-day program. And I'm going to guarantee you're going to lose weight. You're going to gain muscle, you know, simultaneously. And every video is short. It's short videos. Everything is under 7 minutes. Under 7 minutes. You can do it evening, morning, afternoon. And you're doing it from your house. You have access to certified trainers. You're going to ask questions to them, see you on track. You're going to have the dietitian give you a formalized, a nice itemized weight loss plan. You have calorie counters. You guess what? You can type in a full bread. How many calories am I consuming a day? The thing is, we're bringing you the virtual experience. We're bringing you the gym experience to your home. We're going to bring you everything. You don't need to go out. You know, maybe eventually you want to get there. But right now, guess what? You don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to deal with a personal trainer. You don't want to deal with those fitness counselors that are trying to sell you on the dream. That's not going to happen. But see, the thing is, with Westby Persia, with my program, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to ensure, and I'm not going to break that at all, because I believe that they spend too much money right now in the fitness industry. People spend thousands of dollars for nothing. But see, the thing is, I'm mastering your results. So through that 7-day process, when you get to the 7-day, it's always the day of rest, day of relaxation. You get some stretching done. But the thing is, the goal is to stay consistent. Because what we're doing is we're replacing that old habit of procrastination. We're replacing that old habit of, I want to do this. I know I need to do this. I need to lose some weight. Because the thing is, I don't want you to have that heart attack. I don't want you to, you know, have high blood pressure. I don't want you to be in the hospital with a tube up your arm. Or, you know, that stuff, we don't want to go there. So the thing is, before those things happen, we want to take action now. And I take action through a repetitive, everyday, habitual process.
Wow. So how will they... I do the evaluation, and it's 7 days, and they just continue to do this. And once they get the size they want, they maintain. And pretty much you're just maintaining once you get once you set your goal and reach your goal, you're just maintaining after that.
Exactly. So now it's a part of your lifestyle. Just like you get up in the morning, you take a shower. You don't think about that. You get up in the morning, you brush those teeth, right? You don't think about those things are subconscious, right? So that's subconscious that happens. So that's what happens with you. Because now today, it's hard for me. It's very difficult for me, Tim, to go a day without doing something towards my health or my body or doing something. You know, I'll push up or, you know, going to the gym. I have to do something every single day. And that's what I do. I change the way that you think about your health, about your fitness.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So in closing, any advice that you would actually give the listeners here about your program and the process of being healthy?
I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, and I want to give you guys definitely a couple of tidbits. Is the first thing is, what is your why? You know, because the thing is, you know, I don't know how much you weigh, and you know, I don't know if you're satisfied how you look right now. You know, but what is your why? Why do you really want to do this? The thing is, you have to think about this, and not just think about it. You need to pull out a pen. You need to pull out a single paper. And you need to write down why. Why do I want to get skinny? Because I've tried so many years, so many different programs, I bought so many different pills, so many different diets, so many quick fixes, and they don't work. They're not long lived. You need to write down why. What is my reason to write? Get a pen out. Write 10. Say, hey, because I want to eat them. Because I want to be there for my kids. Because I want to be active. You need to write this down. You need to put, this needs to be a visual item that you see every single day. Then I need you to do this. How would you give yourself wise of if you don't do it, what's going to happen? Well, I can eventually have a heart attack. I can find myself in the hospital. I want time. for my kids. I want to be able to move around to be active for my family. You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to feel a bit despondent. I'm going to feel depressed. I'm not going to be active, in my lifestyle. Those are negatives, right? But most people, most folks, what they do, they're doing based off of pain. It will push them in the direction that they want to go. And, of course, your fitness store. You know, what is your fitness store? And the thing is, this thing should be personal, folks. You know, not just, hey, I want to do this. How folks go, you know, I want to be rich. I want to make a lot of money. I want to lose weight. Don't be a want-to. I got a video on this, and I call it the want-to. Don't be a want-to in 2012. I want you to take 2012, and I want you to get here with that. Whether you use my program, whether you use any other program, you need to make a decision yourself, because it's not the program. It is you. It is you making decisions. You know what? I am no longer going to deal with this depression. I'm no longer going to deal with this body. I believe that God had given us all greatness. And I believe, you know, God wants all to be fit. He wants to be healthy. Our body is a temple, not a woodshed. Why don't we treat ourselves like that? So, folks, I want to tell you, you know, whatever program you get, you need to make your decision first. Before you decide to get in one program, get in two, and get in three, I need you to find one that's comfortable to your lifestyle, that you like, and that you need to stick with. It's going to get hard. It's going to get tough. You're going to have challenges. Things might not go right all the time. Guess what? You might not lose as much weight as you did on week one, on week three. But the thing is, have faith. Have perseverance and be persistent, because consistency is key. Consistency is key.
Wow. And so how can they contact you again? What's your website?
You guys can contact me at 7dayfitness.com. Or you can go to my email address is wesley.version@7dayfitness.com. I have a Facebook, Twitter. You can find me all there at 7dayfitness.com. That's the number 7. My Facebook actually spelled out 7dayfitness.com. I got a fan page, about 3,700 people. I have run a boot camp here in Houston, Texas. We're going to be traveling nationwide here. My first stop was Houston. Every year, you're going to find me in another city, in another state, and we're going to be doing a Get Fit with Passion boot camp. You can go to Get Fit with Passion, GetFitWithPassion.com. You will see the boot camp. You'll see some of the folks that are getting fit with passion. I mean, I'm telling you, it's live. At 6:30, and we go to another level. I don't know if you guys ever been in Memorial Park in Houston, Texas, but when we're out there, we are rocking the house. The thing is, I am putting some momentum for the next 30, 40 years. You're going to find me all over the USA and this nation. I'm moving from city to city, from state to state, doing this boot camp, moving the 7-day fitness, moving to another level, folks. So, you know, I definitely hope to see you, and I definitely hope to see you on the website. Definitely ask you any question, all the information, any advice, I give it to you free, because I believe in service. I'm going to service all of you, whatever questions you have. Don't waste your money and time or other things. I'm going to talk to you. Hit the bus to have a conversation. Talk to me. Come to my fan page. I have almost 4,000 folks on there any given day, and I would definitely give you the advice or the information that you're looking for.
Great. Wesley Virgin, thank you for coming on the program. Businessman, certified fitness trainer, and expert. I appreciate you coming on to the program. Again, his website, 7-Day Fitness. Or you can check them out on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook and Twitter, you can check them out on there as well. Wesley, thank you for joining the program today.
Hey, thanks, Tim. I really appreciate you allowing me just to, just take 30 minutes to definitely get on your show. The show is pretty awesome here.
Great. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on to the program. Appreciate it. And anybody can download this episode off iTunes on the Blog Tech Radio. Thank you again, Wesley, and take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay,
take care. Bye.
The notes and outline of the show can be downloaded on blog.applecapitalgroup. Thank you for listening to the program. Again, it's another production of Apple Capital Group. Tim Jacquet, your host. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.